We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2213. And we had learned how Yaakov returned to Shechem, and then the neighboring cities joined forces to attack. And they divided themselves into seven camps, and they sent word to Yaakov and his sons, "We want to avenge the death of Shechem. Come and face us off." And Yaakov's 10 children took 102 of their servants, dressed them for war, and they went out to face off with them. And Yaakov stood behind in Shechem and started davening. And the Medrash really goes to great lengths describing Yaakov's prayer. And when Yaakov concluded his prayer, so there was an earthquake, and the sun went dark, and the kings got very scared, and there was a great disarray in their camps. They thought they heard all kinds of chariots and horses attacking, and they were sure that Yaakov had a huge camp ready to attack them. And when Yaakov's sons, together with their servants, came on the scene, they got scared, because here they heard all these noises, and then they saw one battalion coming forth. So they decided, we better turn back. But then they said, well, it's going to be a shame to us that we turned away from fighting them. So Yaakov's children continued advancing. And as they're advancing, they see they're outnumbered tremendously. And we'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next week.